the first question, I guess, is what do you think is going to be a harder language to learn, Korean or Japanese? Because you're going to have a Japanese pitcher to deal with as well.
Yeah, it's not an easy task. Good to be here, guys. Good to talk to you again. Been a long time. I did spend 1 year in Yokohama in Japan in 2004, so I'm going to have to continue to brush up on that for, you know, Yamaguchi. And I'm sure we'll be, learning both languages, and I don't have much time to do it. So Rosetta Stone.
The life of a pitching coach. You're good learning stuff on the fly. I mean, one thing that last year prepared you for is learning stuff on the fly, Pete.
Pete.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but how do you approach forming a relationship with Ryu? What are you thinking about in terms of making that happen?
I don't think it'll be very difficult. He seems like an awesome guy. I've heard great things about him. I've talked to a couple people in that organization. Our front office has done their due diligence, in signing him, and I know getting to know him already. So I know his initial. Time up there in Toronto has gone well. The introduction to him was tremendous, and he seems like a real personable guy. So obviously, we'll start slow. Obviously, I know how he pitches, what he likes to do. That's the main thing. We're not going to change anything with him. We're going to let him do his thing, and it's more or less just getting him comfortable with his teammates and comfortable with the surroundings.
Pete, when we talk about pitchers in baseball now, I mean, there's always two schools of thought. One, everybody talks about how people fall in love with the radar gun and base so much on the fastball.
Right.
And then other people say, well, you have to be, it's not great to do that. You got to pay attention to other pitches. But it there's got to be sort of a middle ground between a guy's fastball and another pitch. Ryu's best pitches is changeup. It's one of the best pitches, not just changeups, but one of the best pitches in baseball. How do you think that's going to transfer to the American League East?
Well, it's always, the good thing is it's his first time pitching against, consistently pitching against the competition in the AL East. It's a different league, obviously, and there's some sluggers in our division for sure. When you look at New York's lineup and Boston's lineup. I think, the fact that he can change speeds is a great thing. Sometimes, you move divisions, you change divisions when you're more of a power guy and breaking ball guy, and it can be difficult. But I think the fact that he changes speed so well is really, really a plus for him. I think of Marco Estrada in his best years here and what he did to that division against some really good lineups with that changeup was just exceptional. So I kind of put Ryu in that same category. Obviously, Ryu's changeup could be a tick up for Marco's. So I think it is the best pitch in baseball. And when used effectively, it makes all your other pitches great. And that's why he's such a great pitcher. And that's why he finished so high in the Cy Young balloting, and he finished with a low 2 ERA. So I'm anxious to get him, get a good look at him, first-hand look in person, as opposed to watching him on TV and watching video of him. But he just knows how to pitch. And I think that goes unsaid, and I think he knows how to change speeds. And I think his other pitchers around him will learn from him and how he operates.
Pete, I'm curious about this. I know that you're in a competitive sport, but the people who would have some great insight into some of these new acquisitions like Ryu, Tanner Roark, are obviously pitching coaches who worked with them. Does it exist where you could call the Dodgers, or you could call one of the, so you will reach out to some of these guys and sort of ask them what worked with those guys?
Yeah, I've always done that. I've found guys, our front office has done it, but I've done it as well. I've made so many connections over the years in baseball. It's pretty simple to make a phone call. I know quite a few pitching coaches around the league. And when you do happen to know somebody personally, it makes it a lot easier. That doesn't happen to be the case here, but there's certainly people to talk to and to get information on. Everything from, personality to what his normal routine is. Side sessions, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of research that goes into it, and I'll reach out to some people, and I know a lot of other people in the organization will too, but that's pretty common in this game.
Now, of course, one of the things with Ryu as well is, he does draw a lot of soft contact, and it's going to help to have a good defensive team behind him. this is a team that defensively was a work in progress last year. Let's be honest. It's not going to have Justin Smoke at first base this year. And Justin was a guy that in a lot of ways you could save a few errors along the way. Yeah. How important is it going to be because of Ryu, because of the way he pitches, that guys get used to playing behind him? And Pete, how important is shifting going to be and defensive positioning when you have a guy like this compared to somebody who might be throwing 100?
Yeah, it does. It makes a big difference. So positioning is important. Obviously, our people do a real nice job of that, our analytics group and Luis Rivera and that crew, as far as putting guys in the right position, as well as Budzinski in our outfield portion to it. So that's vital, to be honest with you. Ryu gets the ball on the ground, high ground ball rate. So obviously having your infielders in the right position helps quite a bit. And as far as our defense, it's going to continue to improve. We've got a young group. They're going to continue to get more and more comfortable and get better and better. That's just basically the way it usually works. So, we expect them to play good, solid, fundamental defense. A guy like Ryu leading the way, getting the ball on the ground, making the routine plays for sure, and should put us in a good position. But, I'm very, optimistic from a defensive standpoint. I think, we do our best to put them in the right positions, and they'll continue to grow in their roles.
Pete, since this is the first time I had a chance to ask you this, could you offer from your perspective what you think is a realistic season for Tanner Roark?
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor. Again, there's another person we've done a little research on. I had a great conversation with him personally and talked to some people in that organization or where he spent significant time in that organization with the Nationals. But he's a competitor. He's a gamer. He takes the ball. He fills innings. But they're not just innings. They're competitive innings. He's an established pitcher that's put up good numbers. So, I think of a couple of guys that came to us at different times. Marco Estrada is one guy. Jay Happ. Both guys kind of at a crossroads when they came to us. Tanner's established. He's done a really admirable job at the major league level. And, like I said, he's gonna give us 6-7 innings every time out. That's how I see it. I think he's got a real competitive edge to him. He knows how to pitch, so he's a perfect front end of the rotation guy for us this year, and someone that we're gonna count on to give us innings again to stabilize that rotation along with Ryu. All of a sudden, it gives you some flexibility and protects your bullpen as well. So I think we're in a position where last year it was difficult at times and we were exposed. Obviously, with some injuries, losing Shoemaker early in the year really hurt us quite a bit. But that ends up beating up your bullpen pretty good when those guys are getting in the fourth or fifth inning over time. That really catches up to you. And hopefully this year that is not the case.
You mentioned Shun Yamaguchi a little earlier, and I know that Shai Davidi's written that the plan, one of the plans, is he might end up being some sort of a swing guy. And again, understanding we're a couple of months away from spring training here, what will the approach be with him, and what do you see him ultimately profiling as, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched some. They sent me some video on him too, and I got a chance to watch a couple of his games. He's real composed as a pitcher. He locates his fastball well. Get a nasty split. Could certainly pitch out of the pen, effective innings out of the pen or in short stints. But obviously, we'll stretch him out and get a good look at him. You never know how spring training goes. As far as you want to stay away from any type of injuries for sure, but. You typically the opening day rotation or the opening series rotation isn't always the one you end with. So he's going to get his opportunities. Obviously, the guy who I feel can start, our organization feels can start, but he does have the flexibility of pitching out of the pen as well. He's had success doing that in Japan as both a reliever and a starter. So I think it's really a great sign. It's a reasonable sign. It's someone that can give us flexibility, innings, and seems to really understand who he is as a pitcher. So it's not like we're trying to create something new. He knows what he needs to do, and I have a feeling he's going to be a real pleasant surprise for us.
I was going to say, how important as well is it for this organization to have that stability in the rotation, given the fact that at some point this year we're probably going to see Nate Pearson, and you want to create a comfortable environment for him?
Yeah, it is. It does make a difference. When there's a lot of change and a lot of volatility in a rotation, it just affects everybody, and And obviously, we've had over the last several years, we've had a few good years where, you know, we had, you know, a minimum number of starters, and then you have a few years where you got a ton. You know, it just makes it very difficult. But a young guy like Nate Pearson coming up, getting his feet wet, you want him to come into a good, stable environment that does make sense. And, you know, an environment where he can kind of appreciate what happens on a daily basis. He sees the work ethic and what guys are doing on a daily basis. And he's not thrown into a tough situation. So, you know, where your bullpen's well rested, your starters are going six innings at least every night. Just is such a, I've been there, and I know, you know, usually it leads to wins. It leads to a successful season. So that is really where we want to get to, and I think we've done a good job laying the groundwork.
Pete, philosophically, how do you feel about the use of an opener?
Yeah. You know what? I was against it. Not against it. I think originally when I first saw Tampa kind of introduce it a couple years back, 2 years back, whatever it was. But I had to use it quite a bit last year. Charlie, our front office, we made some decisions to go with it. And it was, again, I think we won quite a few ball games because of it. So there's definitely a method to it. You need to have the right kind of an opener. You definitely need a power guy that can come up in and you know, punch out two in the first inning, potentially pitch the second inning, and give you two zeros on the board. And then obviously hand the ball off to a valuable guy that can go three or four innings. Seems to be the best way for it to work. But we did win some ball games. I became a fan of it because I saw the uncertainty of the opposing team and the hitters and how they handled it. It's tough to face a different guy every time up. Where they're not getting comfortable facing a starting pitcher at least two or three times. And I think that makes a big difference. So, again, I wasn't a huge fan before, but after seeing it work and work effectively, I think there's a place for it. I could still see it, some teams doing it with their fifth guy in the rotation kind of thing, you know, where they have two or three solid starters and they find a way to patch that last spot together. And I think it's very effective. So, again, I wasn't a huge fan, but after witnessing it and seeing how it worked, I got to say it there's a lot of validity to it. It does make sense in certain situations.
I mean, you know, never mind the opener right now. I'm looking at a possible rotation of Shoemaker, Ryu, Anderson, Roark, yep. Ryan Barucki comes back, Anthony Kay.
Yeah.
I'll ask you this, Trent Thornton as well. Is there a chance that we may see a guy like Trent Thornton? And again, keeping in mind it's not even New Year's yet. But is there a chance we might see a guy like Trent Thornton moved into the bullpen?
I wouldn't go there yet. I mean, he had a really a little inconsistent season last year, but did, you know, give us innings and a lot of quality starts. Made some adjustments throughout the way, learned a lot. Obviously, he's earned the right to start.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now you go into spring training and there's great competition. You know, you got Ryu, Roark, and Anderson. You got Shoemaker there. But there's a lot of competition really for the last spot or two. And
right.
You know, that's what you want in spring training. Nothing's handed to anybody anymore. And guys got to work for it. They got to come in ready. They got to work in the off season. They have to come in and have a good solid spring training and they got to continue to do what they did. So, obviously Trent, I love Trent. I love Ryan Barucki, Wagespack, Anthony Kay came up and did a good job. We have some really good young starting pitching to go along with, some of the veteran guys we brought in. So, and obviously, you got a guy like Nate Pearson waiting in the wings. So it never ends. The competition should be like that. On winning teams, that's what you want. So I just look at it this way. I think coming into spring training, we have a lot of quality arms. We definitely have depth. And could a potential starter end up in the bullpen? Absolutely. So you know we want to go north with our best group, and also have depth at AAA and even AA. And I think we're in a position to do that.
Pete, it was great of you to join us as always. Thanks so much again.
Did I answer that?
Yeah, that was good. Best. I mean, he answered it about as the way I figured you'd answer it. I still think at some point maybe Trent Thornton closes. But hey,
that's great.
What do I know? Thanks, Pete. Have a great New Year, man.
All right, guys, take care.